KKK. Now, Rosie O'Donnell got the facts all wrong when it came to Priyanka Chopra. We'll explain. But also, see, we got our people, Tana Thompson, joining us all the way from L.A. What up, yo?
Headcrack, thank you so much. It is good to be back. And later on, we have an interview with Madea, Mr. Tyler Perry. And look who's with me, host of Fox Soul's The Business of Being Black with Tammy Mack, the one and only Tammy Mack in the building.
Yes, baby. Yes, good to be back. I love dishing with y'all, but I see you also have a very special guest in the ATL.
That's right, Tammy, heading out all the way from down in the valley where the girls get naked. Baby, the leading lady, honey, from P-Valley, Miss Brandi Evans over her.
Yes. What's up, y'all? I'm so excited to be here. And y'all know I got a lot to dish on. So, Headcrack, what's up first?
Oh, man, so much. Yup. After 4 months after being freed from a 14-year conservatorship, Britney just signed a huge book deal for $15 million with Simon & Schuster. And that's just for a tell-all. Now, Jamie Lynn's book ain't got nothing on this, my friend.
Yes, bitch, Miss Britney, baby, honey. She getting $1 million. But guess what? Every year, honey, that she was locked down, honey, and a bonus million. Now, I know that's right, Miss Spears.
Oh, yeah, and the book is supposed to have Sweet Tea runoff over about her career. And a toxic family life. So, like, what do y'all want to see her spill? You think she's going to really come with everything, or you think she's going to be, like, surface level?
Listen, if you have seen Britney Spears' Instagram or TikTok, you know she coming with every single thing. Sis about to get naked on y'all. She about to bear it all.
Hey, Crack, what do you think she should name this book?
Ooh, how about My Life in Toxic Times, the Britney Spears story?
My Life in Toxic Times. I like that. I like it. But really, there's only one title for the book, Tanner.
Oh, what's that?
What?
I'm Britney, bitch!
Oh, my gosh. All right, we've got to keep this train moving. Rosie O'Donnell had a super embarrassing meet and greet with new parents Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. While dining at Nobu in Malibu, Rosie bumped into the couple, and when sparking up a light convo with the pair, Rosie decided to get familiar with Priyanka by letting her know she was cool with her dad. So she thought, listen to this.
Seated next to us at Malibu, at Nobu, was Nick Jonas and his wife, someone Chopra, which I always assumed was Deepak Chopra's daughter. So when I said, hi, Nick Jonas, you were great in Kingdom, and hi, I know your dad. She goes, you do? Who's my dad? And I'm like, Deepak. She's like, no, and Chopra is a common name. I was like, woo!
You are not rolling into Priyanka Chopra thinking that's Deepak's daughter.
I have to apologize, too, because I thought it
really?
Was Deepak's daughter, too.
Tammy,
I'm sorry.
No.
Now we know. Chopra's a very common Indian last name.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
Bro, I love Miss Rosie for doing that, child. Miss Rosie said, bitch, I'm about to knock you down one peg. I'm about to make Chopra be your daddy. And knowing doggone well, that wasn't her doggone daddy. So I love Miss Rosie for doing that.
I'm so glad she fell on that sword so we didn't have to publicly. Because, like, the only Chopra I know is Deepak.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, my best friend was like, maybe it was a joke for real. People always think I'm related to Bernie Mac. Okay.
All right. Does it get awkward in public?
It doesn't get awkward. They'll say, are you related to Bernie Mac? And I go, yeah, that's my uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've been using it to come up.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Yo, when applicable, right? Brandi, has this ever happened to you with any celebrity encounter?
Mine is so embarrassing. And Tammy, you're going to die. Okay. I've never said this except to the person, but y'all know Robbie Reed.
The big time producer.
Big time casting director.
Yes.
Y'all, I was on the red carpet and they asked me what I thought about the Robbie Reed for Hope Foundation. I was like, y'all know I was a former English teacher. I was like, reading is so fundamental. And, you know, when you read,
no.
I have never. So now that I'm put it out there before it come out, y'all don't shame me. I know who Robbie Reed is now, and it is not about reading. So, yeah, embarrassing.
It happens to everybody.
Brandi, that's a good one.
Well, all right, fam, it's time for another Dish Debate. Now, this one right here is guaranteed to have some ladies with their panties all up in a bun. So, Neo got real candid with the homie Cruz on the Cruz show and pretty much said if women don't like being called derogatory names in songs, they need to stop dancing and twerking to the music. He said the more misogynistic the lyrics get, the more y'all accept it, the more that's going to happen. That's just kind of what it is. Now, to Brandi and Tammy, like, speak on it. Do you agree with Neo? Should you stop dropping it like it's hot when, like, you know, some derogatory words pop up in a song or not?
Well, first of all, I barely even be listening to the words. I'm all about the beat. So
okay.
I'm the wrong one to ask because I will not know the words until somebody says it or I look at it on closed caption.
So, good point. I personally will never, ever stop dancing to Don't Stop, Get It, Get It. It's an inspirational tune. It's a Luther Campbell, Two Live Crew, inspiring song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It motivates me. It gets me up and going every single morning. Mm-hmm. Don't stop.
Get it.
All right, I hope you're ready because it's time for a Dish Baby Report.
All right.
Okay. Yes. Congratulations goes out to Kiki Wyatt. The prolific singer and parent showed off her baby bump on IG and said, "My husband, Zachariah, and I are proud to announce that our family will be adding a plus one to the Wyatt bunch. Hashtag baby 11.
Wow.
She also posted pictures of her large family with custom t-shirts, and Zachariah said, "Here we go again. Hashtag last one." So, did you think this will really be the last one?
Not until you close that portal. It won't be the last one. They'll just keep
adding. No. And she should have more babies. Y'all ladies know that. Didn't the Bible say procreate?
My grandma had 13, so it just is what it is. Girl, do more power to you, child.
Kiki Wyatt said, "Forget the church. I got my own mass choir."
Yeah. But didn't they say when a woman like her, hey, Craig, you can help me, say she had the good?
Ooh.
I mean, it must be great because he keeps doing it. Okay, continuing the baby report, we already heard that Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott named their baby Wolf. Now we know a little more. Turns out his middle name is Jacques, which is Travis's real first name. I had to look this up. Travis Scott's full legal government name is Jacques Berman Webster II. Now, Headcrack, as someone with a stage name, would you ever give your kid your government name?
My oldest has my government name, and then, like, the other one's like, yeah, like, we just kind of went random with it. But I learned something new today. I literally thought this man's name was Travis Scott.
What?
I did, too.
Being a former English teacher, get them names together, though, because it's hard to speak it. It's hard to call them out. And their kids are cruel, so you got to be very careful with that.
I'm just happy he didn't name the baby Astroworld.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Y'all, and that's not all. L.A. Rams wide receiver Van Jefferson celebrated two wins on February 13th. He won the Super Bowl, and his wife had a baby. So he stuck with the winning game theme and named his son Champ.
Is this the perfect name,
y'all? What do you think?
You are setting your child up for all the success in the world. I love it.
Or you could have, like, a spiteful classmate be like, "Yo, you want to fight? Oh, I knocked out the champ." Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People always going to try to take you up on that.
It's
but
tricky.
That is a dope name, though. Like, I wouldn't want no smoke with nobody named Champ.
You couldn't tell me nothing. I'd be like, I was born and my daddy won the Super Bowl. So what you saying?
For real.
All right, now how about some more good news? Now, we want to take a moment to congratulate our sisters, Sherry Shepherd and Kim Whitley. Their podcast, Two Funny Mamas, won the NAACP Award for Best Lifestyle and Self-Help Podcast. So big ups to them for a job well done.
Go Sherry, go Kim.
But wait, there is more. Now, also, congratulations are in order for Sherry because our girl's getting her very own talk show.
Oh, damn.
Yes. Listen, man, you already saw the smoke coming out the building, man. It was happening.
But I know one thing, honey. Sherry better have me, honey, a guest spot on the show. Congratulations,
yes.
Sherry. All right, y'all. Up next, honey, why was LeBron James trying not to laugh during the All-Star game, baby? We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. I see my guy Andrew Freund just joined us. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, guys, and happy to be hanging with you all today. I have a really fun interview with Mr. Tyler Perry coming up, but what are we dishing next, HK?
Well, listen, it looks like LeBron James struggled to keep it together during Macy Gray's rendition of the national anthem during the NBA All-Star game. As Macy sang the line, "Gave proof through the night," but he failed because by the time she got to
"that our flag was still there,"
this happened. Take a look.
"The bombs bursting and I gave proof through the night that our flag was still there."
I mean,
he represented
a church
everybody.
Giggle.
giggles.
Y'all know how Macy
giggles.
Sounds. Y'all know how Macy sounds.
It's, yes. Mm-hmm. She sounds amazing.
I think
amazing.
It's the combination of Macy. She has a unique voice, and it's wonderful and beautiful. Yeah. But I think it's the combination of her unique voice and that guitar. Like, it kind of right. hit me, too. I was like, ugh.
By the way, HK, can we get a little more of your Macy? Because yeah, your Macy is really good.
And the home of the brave.
But anyway, Brandy, have you ever got the giggles at an inappropriate time?
Yeah, my auntie's funeral.
Huh?
I said what I said, okay? Sometimes black people do the most at a funeral.
Yeah.
And one of my cousins tried to fall out all over Auntie Carolyn, so it was just funny. Her kids was laughing, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you weren't alone.
All right, moving on. Looks like Channing Tatum almost didn't throw that G-string back on to appear in Magic Mike's Last Dance. And while on the Kelly Clarkson show, Channing explained how he was initially hesitant to recreate his role as a male stripper. Check this out.
If I worked out and looked like that, I would put it up everywhere.
Trust me, that might be the reason why I didn't want to do a third one, is because I have to like that.
So you don't work out regularly all the time?
No, but it's hard to look like. Even if you do work out, to be that to be kind that of kind in of shape tone. is not natural.
Do you have to eat like so well? Like,
yeah, you have to. That's not even healthy. You have to starve yourself.
Oh my God.
Now, we happen to have Brandy with us.
Yeah.
Can you relate to Channing? Did you have to starve yourself for your role in P-Valley? What was your fitness regimen?
I'm hungry right now. No, I'm just kidding. No, but seriously, you have to be very cautious. I didn't starve myself, child, because I love to eat too much. But I was in a gym. If you in Atlanta, go to Effect Fitness. I was doing 2-a-days. When I was in L.A., I was running Runyon Canyon, doing what I got to do. But it is hard, and I'm so happy to eat whatever I want right now.
Yes, you can. But, you know, the sad thing about it, I wanted to audition for Magic Mike, but those dance moves, it was just, I don't know how to gyrate and do all that.
You lying. You do it when them cameras off. Watch.
Well, Gary, Channing follows me on Instagram. Do you want me to send him a DM? I can slide in his DMs for you if you want.
Please do, honey. Andy, let him know, honey. I mean, I'm working on my stomach right now. I've been laying on it a lot. So hopefully, I can get the, smooth soon.
All right, guys. Up next, I got a chance to chat with Mr. Tyler Perry about Madea's homecoming. But first, if you're looking for a new job, HK has the perfect person to help you. Check it out.
The streets are buzzing about my man, Phil, the personal recruiter from ZipRecruiter. And a lot of thank you Phil's going on. You got to hear what people on the internet are saying about him. Alisa M. said, Phil, you are amazing. You gave me the confidence I needed to land an awesome job. Thank you. Anthony P. said, Phil sent me jobs. I was a great match for, so I knew something good was gonna happen. And Liliana G said, super thankful for Phil at ZipRecruiter. He made my whole job search easier and he helped me land a job. Stephanie W also gave a shout out to Phil. She said, Phil, you made my job search a priority and you stuck with me all throughout it. Couldn't have done it without you. Folks are giving mad love to Phil from Zip. In fact, that Phil sounds like someone you want in your corner, especially if you want your job search to be easier. And who wouldn't, right? All you have to do is team up with Phil from ZipRecruiter and let Phil fill your life with a new fulfilling job. What job will Phil help you discover? Find out at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, y'all, our favorite loud, no-nonsense country auntie, hello, Madea, is back. And Andrew had the pleasure of sitting down with Madea's nephew / creator, Mr. Tyler Perry.
That's right, Tammy. Madea is back and better than ever for Madea's homecoming. And if you thought Madea was something before, wait till you see this film. Check it out.
I have to tell you, I came home the other night, I had a gummy. I'm just gonna tell you, I had a gummy. And I watched this movie, TP, I had the freaking time of my life watching it, and it wasn't just because I was a little bit stoned. It's just like, I can't even begin to describe what the movie is, because there's like, you're giving me acceptance, you're giving me politics, but kind of tell us what this movie is all about.
You know, I just wanted to do something that was going to make people laugh and think, right? More than anything, it was about the laughter, because we've been going through so much in this country and politics and with socially. I just wanted us to all everybody just take a break, just sit here and laugh. And if you got a gummy, have that too, and just sit here and laugh, because this thing, I just wanted to be hilarious, man.
Talk to me about the marketing, because I know you came up with doing all those spoofs. Yeah. What was your favorite spoof?
Every one I've done so far, I think my favorite one right now is Mary J. Blige, man. Every new one I get, I'm just enjoying it. So I think it's the Mary J. one is the most recent.
Did you hear from Mary? What was her reaction?
I'm waiting to hear from Mary. I've heard from everybody else, and they loved it, from Adele to Beyonce to, you know, they're all, Kim K, they all think it's hilarious. So I'm just waiting to hear from Mary, see what she said. But I'm pretty sure she thinks it's funny. She's a Madea fan.
Okay, now what's the future of Madea? Because the last time we spoke, she was retired. Like, she was gone, she was retired. Now she's coming back more times than Cher TP. So what's the future?
I don't know. I didn't know there was going to be a pandemic. People were going to be locked inside. Nobody was going to be able to laugh. And the world was going to be upside down, right? So that I was like, what is the thing that I could do to make people laugh? And Madea was it. So I said, okay, here we go. We're putting her out there. So I don't know. Let's see what happens with the world.
What are Madea's thoughts on 2022 in a post-COVID world? What would she say about the post-COVID world when going into what we're about to head into?
Baby, I ain't had no good sex in a while, so I'm scared of poke cut of the COVID-nation. But we'll see what happens after COVID-nation.
Thank you, Tyler, so much. I freaking love this movie.
See, I knew in my heart of hearts that Madea was not going to stay retired.
Yeah. He never was too much. Right? Yeah. I cannot wait.
So what about Madea investing in P-Valley or something? You know, and telling the girls about
how the Pank needs some money. So there's that.
Yeah, Brandy, okay. What would Madea be like on P-Valley? What would you think if Madea came to P-Valley?
Ooh, child, Madea would be Uncle Clifford's ratchet auntie. Yeah, and I think Madea and Mercedes would probably have some issues, but they would come together at the end.
Really? Could she be like a house mom?
Would Madea get on that pole?
Madea
getting on the pole. You know Madea getting on the pole. Absolutely.
All right, y'all. So up next, honey, did Aaron Rodgers thank his ex for letting him chase her? We'll get all that tea, baby, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all know Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley called it quits last week, but in a lengthy gratitude post, Aaron shouted out several people, including his ex, and he tagged her, at Shailene Woodley. Thanks for letting me chase after you the first couple months after we met, and finally letting me catch up to you and be a part of your life. I love you, and I'm grateful for you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, Tammy and Brandy, do you think this is a good tip for women, though, to let men chase you?
First of they can do whatever they want. It depends on if I want to slow down or not. So.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I used to be a rapper, head crack, when I was 12. And I had a little rhyme. And in that rhyme, it said, you see, I'm Princess T. And usually, I don't run up to a dude. He runs up to me.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow, a 12-year-old Tammy had original city some rhymes.
That's preteen like bars right there.
Well, you know, she's probably a lot more different than all the other people that would normally pursue him, because when you're in the NFL, everybody want to get a slice of the action. So the fact that she made him kind of work for it, I think it was impressive, because it was the opposite of what he was used to.
He's probably used to a bunch of cleat chasers, always trying to, like, track him down all over the place.
Cleat chaser.
Okay. You know what a cleat chaser is.
That's a guy chasing another guy that plays football?
No, man.
Well, Gary's a cleat chaser.
That's a cleat chaser.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.